100 Word Stories.
Hello there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And we've got a bunch of stories in for the topic of benefits. You want to go ahead and listen to all the stories? Well, here they come.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called A Missing Man. It's agreed. No one is uncomfortable. No one is really that distressed. Apart from some of us missing family or pets or partners, the benefits of being here far outweigh the cons. It's an odd thing. Anything we want, he brings us. I'd ask for pen and paper, so I'm at least able to write this down. We agree. It's the not knowing why we're here that worries us. Strangely, we haven't seen him for a few days. We have enough snacks and drinks down here, so we relax a bit more, talking about him, knowing that he's not listening. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My stories this evening are called Progressive Rock and Carl. In 1970, my mother was the manager of the record department at our local department store, so she got a 20% discount. Very cool. I bought Toll's Benefit. I think it was like $3.75. It was a bridge album pointing to what was to come. A little stretch into the creative process. If you hadn't had Benefit, it would have been unlikely Aqualung, Thick as a Brick, or Passion Play would have seen the light of day. Paul Stump, in his History of Progressive Rock, said that Benefit offered a listener new bearings in his or her musical search. And second story, Carl. In 1921, the Czech playwright Karel Kapek coined the term robot from a Czech word for forced labor. His play, R.U.R. Rosmanov Universite Robota, Rosmus Universal Robots, focused on the evils of corporate greed. The robots in R.U.R. are more Blade Runner than Terminator, organic structures from the dark landscape of eugenics. The play was a worldwide success. In the American production, Spencer Tracy and Pat O'Brien played robots. One critic described Kopeck's robots as epitomizing the traumatic transformation of modern society in the First World War and Fordist assembly line. Oh, brave new world that has such people in it. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 929 with the prompt of benefits. Here's my story. The 911 operator continued, "I don't know how it benefits you delinquents to waste first responders' time and taxpayers' money. You're not wasting ours." She hung up. Bilbert flew back to the meadow and low over the grass. The shooter faced away, talking to the black knights. Bilbert crept over to the old woman. "Bamilda?" He touched her side and she fell over, her glassy eyes staring blankly. He went to Sabrina. She moaned. Blood oozed from the wound in her leg. Bilbert looked up to see Linoleumander running toward him. The black knights were too busy talking to notice. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Fringe benefits. That's what I call them. The sort of things that some would pay a lot of money for. Privacy, solitude, and the contentment that I'm rarely going to be bothered by cold callers and strangers at the door. And all I have to do to enjoy these benefits is to continue perpetuating the stories that circulate about the mad woman in the corner house. My reputation goes before me, and people avoid me like the plague, which suits me absolutely perfectly. It's a great lifestyle, and I have no complaints, which is more than my neighbors can say.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Love is such an elusive word. It's not a word, she promptly said. It's a feeling. And there I sat, wondering what she meant. She had never loved anyone, and here she was, full of herself, pontificating about love. I just sat there, chain-smoking, which she hated. She pretty much hated everything about me. I'm not sure why she married me. In the end, love is such an elusive word, isn't it? It just means that sometimes you do things for love. She wouldn't have to suffer with my wrongdoings. That hammer was indeed sturdy, as promised at the store. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Richard here, and here's my story on the topic benefits. It's called WLTM. Good-looking, 30-something blonde with GSOH would like to meet sane, solvent man as a friend with benefits. The ad stood out amongst all the others. Unlike them, she didn't come across as desperate. And I liked how it was short, snappy and to the point. She seemed confident. Just the kind of woman I liked, and the complete opposite of my ex-wife. Messages were exchanged, and a meeting was arranged. The night of our date, I'll admit I was nervous. Flowers, chocolates, check. Then the doorbell rang. "Hi, honey," he said. "Ready to have a good time?" That's it. I'm done. Until next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The benefits department handles all the insurance and other stuff for the company. They also hire referrals for legal services, relocation experts, and even one of those new age feng shui weirdos, so I figured, why not? This short bald man in a robe appeared in my office, walking around, and he lit incense and tapped a small gong. Then some guys came to move all the furniture around until it was in harmony with the energy lines of the universe. My productivity went up. My blood pressure went down. Everything was great. Until I tripped over the fucking gong.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of benefits. You can check out more stuff about the podcast and all that other stuff at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Yes, I'm rushing through this. I know I'm a little late, but in a few thousand years, what's a few minutes? Thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.